This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. House of Representatives unanimously advances debt recovery and finance bills. Government decides to table bill on Nepal Special Service Act in Parliament, appoints Dr. Gopal Prasad Bhatta as Security Board's chair. Rato Machindranath Chariot Procession to conclude with voto display today. And Israel and Hezbollah agree to renew ceasefire amid ongoing clashes. Now, the news in detail. The House of Representatives has unanimously passed the proposal to consider the National Debt Recovery Bill 2083 along with the Finance Bill 2083 during yesterday's meeting. Lawmakers participating in the discussions raised various concerns related to taxation, public spending and economic policy. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle assured that taxes collected through the consolidated fund would be allocated to respective sectors and reiterated the government's commitment to good governance and economic formalization. The meeting also witnessed lawmakers raising several public interest issues. The next meeting of the House of Representatives is scheduled for June 15. I beg your pardon, June 25. Meanwhile, the National Assembly endorsed ordinances related to cooperatives, health science academies, public procurement and anti-money laundering by majority vote after rejecting proposals seeking to reject them. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Sobhita Gautam, on behalf of the Prime Minister, tabled the annual report of the Tharu Commission for the fiscal year 2024-25. During the zero hour, National Assembly members demanded arrangements for food, shelter and medical treatment for homeless squatters displaced from the riverbanks. The next meeting of the National Assembly is scheduled for June 25. The government has made public 150 decisions taken by the Council of Ministers during mid-May till mid-June and approved several new policies and legislative measures. Government spokesperson and Minister for Education and Sports Sasmit Pokhrel said the cabinet had approved the expansion of the National Identity Management System and granted additional time for reimbursement of forest land used by the Mid-Potikosi Hydropower Project, among others. Meanwhile, following the meeting of the Council of Ministers held in Singhadarbar yesterday, Minister for Information and Communications Dr. Bikram Timmelsinna shared that the government have appointed Dr. Gopal Prasad Bhatta as chairperson of the Securities Board of Nepal. The government also decided to table bills in the Federal Parliament related to the Nepal Special Service Act and Rashtriya Seva Dal. In addition, the cabinet gave approval in principle for new laws aimed at reforming the cooperative sector, including separate legislation on the regulation and supervision of savings and credit cooperatives. It also decided to present replacement bills concerning the Cooperatives Act, Public Procurement Act, Anti-Money Laundering Act and Health Sciences Academies in Parliament. President Ramchandra Paudel has called on those involved in the film sector to continue research, study and creative work in line with technological advancement while preserving originality, cultural identity and intellectual property rights. Addressing the National Film Award and Honor Ceremony at the President's Office Sitel Nivas yesterday, President Paudel said films are not merely a source of entertainment but also powerful tools for social awareness, transformation and the preservation of language, culture and traditions. On the same occasion, Minister for Information and Communications Dr. Bikram Timmelsinna said films reflect the country's collective memory and cultural identity and reiterated the government's commitment to introducing a timely film act through continued dialogue with stakeholders. During the ceremony, veteran actor Madan Krishna Shrestha was honored for his long-term contribution to the film industry and awards were also presented for Best Films, Best Director, Best Actor, Best Actress and Best Writing. In addition, a separate award was given for the best indigenous film, recognizing contributions from indigenous-themed cinema. The Department of Information I beg your pardon. The Department of Immigration has urged foreign nationals in Nepal to strictly follow visa regulations and avoid using unauthorized agents. It warned that some visitors have been found overstaying or misusing tourist visas by shifting into other activities without proper approval. The department said illegal intermediaries are involved in fake documents, overcharging, and unlawful visa extensions. It also noted that visa-related irregularities often rise around June as many tourists near their maximum permitted stay. The department clarified that visa services are fully digitized and do not require third-party agents, advising people to use only official government channels, and has warned of strict legal action against any violations of immigration laws. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भन अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The National Examination Board has published the results of Grade 12 examinations with 64.13% of students securing grades in all subjects. According to the board, 69.75% of the students in the regular category and 42.38% in the partial category obtained grades. A total of 418,179 students appeared in the examinations this year, including 332,241 in regular category and 85,929 in partial category. The Kathmandu District Court has allowed amendments to the charge sheet against Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamichhane in a case related to cooperative deposit fraud, removing organized crime charges while retaining fraud allegations. A single bench of Judge Atmadev Joshi issued the order following a request by the District Government's Attorney's Office. The decision follows similar earlier orders from District Courts in Kaski and Parsa, which had also allowed withdrawal of organized crime-related charges in cases involving the same defendant. The Rato Machindranath Rath Yatra, one of the country's longest and most significant cultural festivals, is set to conclude today with traditional display of the sacred Voto, a jewel-studded vest at Jaulakhel. The festival, dedicated to the deity worshipped as the god of rain and compassion, is believed to be around 1,600 years old. The chariot procession began in the first month of Nepali calendar of Baisakh and travelled through Pulchok, Mangal Bazar, Sundhara, Laganakhel, Kumaripati and finally reached Jaulakhel. The Voto is traditionally displayed 4 days after the chariot arrives at Jaulakhel. Following the ceremony, the idol of Rato Machindranath will be placed on a ceremonial khat and taken to Bungmati amid traditional musical performances. The Lalitpur-based Central Zoo has been closed for at least 2 weeks after bird flu, H5N1 infection was confirmed in some birds inside the facility. The National Trust for Nature Conservation issued a notice yesterday announcing the closure until further notice, citing public health safety concerns, with any decision on reopening to be made based on expert recommendations and risk assessments. Now, onto an international news update. Citing a senior U.S. official, international media have reported that Israel and Hezbollah have agreed to renew a ceasefire following weeks of intense clashes in southern Lebanon, even as fresh airstrikes and political tensions continue on the ground. The ceasefire comes amid continued cross-border violence, including Hezbollah attacks that killed Israeli soldiers in southern Lebanon. Both sides have accused each other of violating commitments, raising doubts over the durability of the agreement. Diplomatic efforts are ongoing, with the United States indicating that indirect talks between Lebanon and Israel are expected to continue in Washington next week to pursue a more lasting settlement. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions over the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country, including the Tarai region of Kosi province. Partly cloudy conditions are likely over Madhes province, while the remaining Tarai regions are expected to remain mainly fair. There is a possibility of moderate rain or snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi province, at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and at one or two places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces. Moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning is also likely at a few places in the Tarai region of Kosi province and at one or two places in the Madhes province. Heat wave conditions are also likely at some places in the Tarai regions of Sudarpashchim and Lumbini provinces, while hot day conditions are also likely at some places in the Tarai regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces today. Furthermore, the division has also stated that there is an influence of the monsoon winds in some areas of Kosi province, while other areas are partially influenced by local winds and easterly winds. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 20 to 22 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 30 and 32 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. House of Representatives unanimously advances debt recovery and finance bills. Government decides to table bill on Nepal Special Service Act in Parliament, appoints Dr. Gopal Prasad Bhatta as Securities Board Chair. Rato Machindranath Chariot Procession to conclude with Bhoto display today. And Israel and Hezbollah agree to renew ceasefire amid ongoing clashes. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also tune in to our on-air broadcast. And for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins anytime, anywhere. Stay tuned. Have a good day.